Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Are you looking for land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping? Each October, state school land is leased for agricultural farming and grazing, as well as outdoor sports and recreational use. More than 450 tracts in 35 counties will be offered for lease. Lease auctions begin on Monday, October 5th, 9 a.m. for Cimarron County in Boise City, 1:30 that afternoon in Guymon for Beaver and Texas counties. On Tuesday, October 6th, the auctions in Woodward at 10 a.m., with Woodward, Major, Harper, Woods, Ellis, and Dewey counties having leases to be offered. Wednesday, October 7th, the auctions in Enid for Garfield, Grant, Blaine, Kay, Alfalfa, Kingfisher, and Oklahoma counties. For more details, log on to our website at www.clo.ok.gov and follow the prompts for the 2020 annual lease auction information. Or you can call 1-888-35-LAND for all auction locations and times. Again, that website is clo.ok.gov.
Well, activity in the cash cattle market's been extremely limited so far during the week, with both sides likely to wait until the last half of the week to make any decisions. It appears there is little urgency by either side to ink deals before the end of the month, likely pushing most trade into Thursday or Friday. The underlying support in futures trade and stability in beef values is creating the potential for another round of moderate to firm cash price support. The question of just how many cattle packers will need to acquire during the first full week of October will be the limiting factor on just how aggressive bids become through the next couple of days. Now, the hog futures remain weak going into today's trade, although the strong sell-off yesterday is likely to create limited early market movement here midweek, although significant questions remain about long-term demand for pork from domestic and export growth through the end of the year. Traders continue to focus on the growing supply levels within the coming weeks. Now, wheat markets are firmer overnight, with 4 to 6 cent gains for most contracts and strength being led by Minneapolis. While average trade estimates aren't expecting big changes today, wheat has the most data points to come over here today. Trends remain sideways to lower for most contracts, bringing the USDA reports at an interesting time. Price reaction following the September suite of reports has been much more subdued than for corn or soybeans, having been less than 10 cents in 4 of the last 5 years. Well, lower corn prices overnight as the consolidation effort this week continues. Each day's price range this week has so far remained inside the previous days, although depending on the USDA data released later this morning, that may not be true by the close. The September quarterly stocks report will be interesting, as NASS officials have stated they intend to go through the same process for corn as they always have for soybeans in regard to the previous year's crop size. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, in the livestock futures, the October live cattle up 95, 108.90, December up 147 at 113.12, October feeder cattle up $2, 142.92, November up 267, 143.77, October hogs down 32 cents, 72.37, Kansas City wheat, December is down 6 3/4, 476, March down 6 3/4, 486, Chicago wheat, December down 3/4, 549.5, March is down a half, 556.5, December corn's down 2 cents, 364 3/4. March is down 1.5, 374. November soybeans down 3 1/4, 993. January's down 3 1/4, 997. December cotton down 40 cents, 65.29. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.